Welcome to Jack McLean, the blog about nothing. Today's post is taking the Christ out of Christmas. First off, there needs to be full disclosure. While I was baptised in the Uniting Church of Australia when I was 10, I'm now an atheist. I won't go into the reasons why I no longer believe, as that's a whole different story. Today, I want to discuss what Christmas means to me and how I think the politically correct world is ruining it. Even when I did believe in God and heaven and all that jazz, Christmas for me wasn't a religious time. It was a time of year when I got to spend time with the people I love. Yeah, I know, there are 364 other days of a year when I can do that. But everybody makes the effort to catch up at Christmas time. We alternate when Christmas Day is held in our family and everyone turns up. We swap gifts, we eat. Some of us consume copious amounts of alcohol. Not me, I don't drink. We play with the cards and maybe they get to play with their new toys too. We eat again. Perhaps we have a game of backyard cricket because the Boxing Day test starts the following day and we are all in the mood. We sing Christmas carols, though these are generally restricted to Jingle Bells, Rudolph and Silent Night, and rarely do we get the words right. One of us is always on the phone talking to friends and relatives who are far, far away before handing over the phone to the next person to wish them Merry Christmas as well. Christmas to me is that great feeling of watching my kids open their Christmas presents early in the morning, bleary-eyed and full of excitement, me as well as them. Christmas to me is putting out a couple of cookies and a glass of milk for Santa and a piece of carrot for the reindeers on Christmas Eve before the kids have gone to bed. Then, being not the least bit guilty, eating them about 10 minutes later, leaving just a few crumbs. Then, seeing their excitement the next morning when they see the snacks are gone and a glass of milk is almost empty, supposedly because Santa was thirsty. Christmas to me is taking the kids to see Santa at the shopping centre and watching their eyes light up when Santa asks them what they want for Christmas. I then fork out $50 for photos and mementos, which then become re-gifts to some other family members. Christmas to me is going shopping at 2 a.m. in the morning, because I am a disorganised shopper, when the department store opens for 36 hours a few days before Christmas. Last year I had never seen a shopping centre so busy as I did that morning. Even when I left a little after 3 a.m, it was just as busy. There was an energy and an excitement in the air. Christmas to me is putting up the Christmas tree and the decorations. We don't put a lot up, but there is a definite Christmas feel to the house. Now that the kids put up the tree, I take great delight in watching them do it. Christmas to me is going to the work Christmas lunch or drinks and toasting the end of another work year and kicking back and enjoying a few casual hours with my workmates. Christmas to me is letting go of my own ho-ho-hos to my friends' kids on the phone and pretending I am Santa and hearing their excitement as they are talking to Father Christmas. Ho-ho-ho! Christmas to me is watching It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone 2 and other great Christmas movies. Christmas in Australia is different to Christmas in America. Well, it appears that way from the movies anyway. Perhaps it has to do with the snow and the Americans really getting into the Christmas spirit. Christmas to me is enjoying the Channel 9 Lord Mayor's Christmas carols hosted by Ray Martin. It's always fun to watch and we sing along to the carols. Christmas to me is being caught up in the season for not only these reasons, but many others as well. Christmas to me is not a religious festival, but that time of year when I look forward to seeing my family and friends and doing all of the above. I can remember only going to church on Christmas Day once. I was probably 11 or 12. I have never stopped once since then to think of Jesus and all that he allegedly sacrificed for us. Does that make me a hypocrite? I don't believe in Jesus. Well, the biblical Jesus anyway, so why do I celebrate the season? Does it make me a hypocrite? If it does, then so be it. I'm not going to alter the way I celebrate the season. Do I get offended by the nativity scenes in the shopping centres? Do I get offended by the religious-themed Christmas carols? Do I get offended by the religious hype at this time of year? Nope, not at all. I understand that people have their faith, and sometimes I am jealous of them, and I have no right to be offended. Australia is still generally a religious culture, and I choose to live here knowing that.